Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show.
Yeah. Yet again, in the pregame show yesterday, another Eagles fan spelled the word Eagles incorrectly. The Fox crew was out there on Bourbon Street, or right outside the Superdome, and they went to an Eagles fan and said, all right, let's wrap it up with your chant.
You want to leave the chant with your people? Go ahead, spell it.
E-A-G-E-L.
That is not the way. That is not the way you spell Eagles. And you know the mayor. 2 weeks.
She
ago,
can't spell.
She can't spell.
Well, listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say, E L G L E S Eagles. Let's go, birds.
E L G L
S E S.
That's as bad as it gets. The other guy's bad, too.
At least Bradley Cooper and his kid got it right.
Yeah, they did. When they introduced
before
the
Eagles. Team came out of the tunnel.
Yeah, they got it right. And John Hamm's a Kansas City Chief man. I didn't realize.
I didn't know.
That.
Yeah, he sounded rough.
A lot of people said, Biggie said he needed a lozenge.
He did need a lozenge, yeah. It sounded like he had already, maybe he had practiced that too much, but I mean, it sounded.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just talked a lot that day, but he sounded rough.
He must be from the Kansas City. I know
Paul Rudd's
a big
diehard KC fan.
I think Paul Rudd was on TV more than any other celebrity.
Lot, yeah.
They
lot.
Showed him a lot.
That guy from Modern Family is a big Chiefs fan too. Eric Stone Street is his name. He's from Kansas City. There's another Eagles fan. This was from earlier in the season.
2-0. You're looking great.
Go Birds.
Let's go Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S.
My Philadelphians, you must learn. This is your
this is a bad look for you.
This is your team.
If you're misspelling it last night at 11:30, drunkenly setting fires in the streets.
Yes, but before the game, this is your chant. Okay, this is and they were just 2-0, and you're the mayor. Okay, you've got to be able to spell.
And they do it in the stadium after every touchdown, every score.
They have they have a chance to do that.
And do they play Fly Eagles Fly in the Superdome, or the Eagles fans just chant?
I don't know.
But they don't play the song.
Probably not. I know. I think they played like the Rocky theme at the end. I think I heard the boom, you know, when it was done. Or at least it was very close to the end.
They're very Philly identified.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Mahomes has said, this one's on me. I'll come back stronger. But I don't know that it was.
He's taking a lot of ownership of it, and I appreciate that, but I don't know if it's all him.
He's the
That's what you want in a leader.
The quarterback.
Of course.
That's what
don't
you
always
want.
See.
Don't. That's right. You want that. Now, I see all eyes on me. Sure. What have I already said? What have I said about my prediction? It's not right, but in my bones, I know.
It's not my fault. Can we open this? I'm ready for this.
Yeah, all right.
I did my job.
Let's open it up.
I'm ready for this.
That's right. Let's do it.
Pat, remember, was it a couple of years ago? I don't know. Maybe when the Eagles beat the Patriots and Brady was still married to Giselle.
Yeah.
And she was leaving the game. The Eagles had lost, or the Pats had lost. Or maybe the Giants. I can't remember which one it was.
It was the Giants game, yeah.
And she said, well, Tom can't catch him. He can only throw him.
He can't throw it and catch it. Well, Edelman had dropped one.
Yeah.
Tom can't throw it and catch it, can he? That's my thing, too. I can't do it all. I'm sorry. I just can't. One more quick one before we open this envelope. This is very in the weeds now, and Dave Aiken and I discussed this a lot last night. What did you think of the new Fox graphics package where they put the score up? I liked it.
Did you?
I did. Old school and clean, and I could see it. It was big.
I didn't hate it.
I liked it. It was very block.
It was blocky. Some people said it looked like it was designed by a 5-year-old.
That's what I liked. That's what I, you know.
And the timeouts were harder to gauge.
You thought with the little dashes underneath?
Yes.
They went from very ornate because they would just have like the
so much detail.
The logo, and then it just became a block, PHI and KC.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated it. I said, you know what?
Okay.
I said to Dave Aiken, I said, that gives me everything I need. And it's block letters. And it's like a 5-year-old did it. And I'll take it. You know? It's designed for me.
Huh? The screen. Something's never changed.
Can I smoke on the screen porch or do I have to go outside?
A-Train was very clear. My wife was very clear about that. You got to go all the way outside.
All the way outside
to do that. You cannot just be on the screen porch if you're smoking. She put Nana's ashtray out there.
Did you go all the way out?
You are going all the way out.
Biggie, I know that you in your time have enjoyed nice men's wristwatches. Mm. I saw something this morning about Tom Brady's watch. Did you see it?
It's big.
It was big, and at first I thought it was yellow.
Mm.
apparently, one account I read, and you can take it for what it's worth. You want to try to play Price is Right on the worth of Tom Brady's wristwatch?
$20,000.
Please, you're wasting my time.
Yeah, I was going to say. I bet it's at least.
Do you want to play the game or not?
I'm going to start the bidding at $250,000.
No.
Higher.
No. Yeah. No.
At least Biggie's in the game.
$300,000.
Higher.
I'm going to go all the way up to $500,000.
No.
Higher. The figure I read. Now, I don't know if this is accurate, but the figure I read.
$600,000.
Higher.
$750,000.
Lower.
$700,000. I knew I'd get it.
What's wrong with y'all?
I don't know.
That
man paid $700,000 for a wristwatch.
That's what awfulannouncing.com reported.
My God.
I'm just not shocked.
$700,000. And you say you're not shocked at a
$700,000.
It does the same job my wristwatch.
Tells time.
It tells time. That's all it does. Good. What's a statement? I mean,
it is a statement.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to get robbed. I mean, somebody's going to hear that, and they're going to take it. They're just going to take that.
Tommy, you're going to get robbed.
Tommy, you better not.
Tommy?
You are in trouble.
Tommy?
God, that is unbelievable. I'll tell you, Biggie would appreciate this. At at our Super Bowl gathering last night, my wife had a genius idea on Saturday. She said, since we're sort of we're the hosts of the party, we should both wear referee uniforms.
That's true. Credit where credit is due. That was a superb idea.
Thank you. Yeah,
when your wife answered the door,
yeah,
I was like, oh, my God. She had a ref shirt,
yeah,
whistle, black pants,
whistle,
yeah, whistle, and a penalty flag.
Well, exactly. So she says,
A+.
She said, can we get ref shirts? So she starts looking online. And, of course, it's like, well, they'll be delivered in a week or whatever. And this was Saturday. And I said, well, let's do it next year. She goes, no, I will get it done. So she found it 35 miles away. My son drove and picked them up.
Really?
Yeah, so she got the uniforms. Then she said, the whistles were at the same place, so we bought those. Then she said, we need flags. And I said, nobody's going to sell flags. And she said, we'll send you to the craft store and have them cut a yard of yellow fabric, and I'll make the flags myself. And she did. She cut the wherever. We looked up how big the official referee flag was, and we had them and everything.
Are there photographs of you two?
Yeah, we have.
I would hope.
Pictures of this. And my brother-in-law, who is very funny in a low-key way, I was wearing a referee's uniform, and he came in, and he said, oh, I see you're wearing the Chief's uniform.
Zing!
Oh, I died. I died laughing at that.
Get it?
I loved it. I was like, dang, Rob, that is really good. I sealed this envelope 6 months ago.
More than.
September 5th of last year. And I signed it and taped it. And I thought about steaming it open to change it. This is my Super Bowl prediction. All right. Now, again, it's wrong. But in my bones, I know this is a great prediction. Okay? And we have a lot. I'm going to
reveal. Oh, my God. How much did you write?
Well, I also like to write what's going on at the same time.
Oh, Lord.
I do that. I write down.
We have the way we were.
Here's what's going
on. You should.
Give me some Streisand.
Because I do. Let me see if I can find the way we were. So I write down.
That makes me cry.
I write down the things that are going on at the time that we do this. All right. It says, open this on Monday, February 10th, 2025. Super Bowl prediction. This was written on Thursday, September 5th, 2024. Here's what's going on at the time of the
prediction. Hi, Chris Kelly, being of sound mind.
Chris Dim and Biggie recently missed a week of shows because of COVID. BB Shea filled in and got fantastic reviews online. Everyone was very supportive.
That was a hell of a summer.
Incidentally, Biggie looks great.
Oh, no. That's the curse.
Six short weeks later.
I can't imagine anything going wrong with Biggie's health.
God.
I think he's finally turned it around.
BB Shea just won his first pyramid game ever. Chris Kelly glazed him so much that Chris Dim said, you're spewing more glaze than Krispy Kreme.
Yep, that's right.
I recall. Biggie predicted this morning that the Florida State Seminoles would win the ACC in football and be part of the college football playoff, despite starting the season with an 0-2 record in embarrassing fashion.
And did they turn it around or what? You've never been more right, my friend.
What they went?
They
like
were in more ambulances than you.
Yeah, they won like two the rest of the season.
Yeesh. Awful.
Biggie has so far been unsuccessful in his attempt to get Oasis tickets in Europe. Operation Wonderwall started 48 hours ago. He will continue to attempt to get tickets, perhaps for a yet-to-be-announced show in the United States, and is set on being in that concert in August or September of 2025. He's making it a health journey. Incidentally, he looks fantastic.
Well, you've got tickets to the Rose Bowl.
Yes, you've got them. That's exactly right. So that worked out very well. The events of late July are still on everyone's mind, and a listener just asked Chris Kelly if management was upset that we play Dave's Not Here.
Dave's Not Here!
All the time.
No, they were not upset.
Chris Kelly just ate crawfish at a crawfish boil for the first time. He thought it was too spicy.
that stays the same.
Chris Dim assumes the streets will run with blood during the Civil War after the election in November. Chris Kelly thinks the election and transition of power will be smooth as silk after Kamala Harris very likely wins the election over Donald Trump.
So you said that to yourself, but you didn't say it.
I did not say
to
it.
The universe.
Exactly. I put that only on a piece of paper. Chris Kelly boldly stated this morning that he would never, ever complain again after hearing a story of Dolly Parton not complaining on the set of Steel Magnolias, even though it was very hot and everyone else complained. I remember that, but I have complained since. And finally,
here it is.
The Baltimore Ravens have just defeated the Los Angeles Rams to win Super Bowl 59. That's a great prediction.
Okay.
Remember the Ravens?
That's decent.
Yeah, and then you know what? You got two in the playoffs.
They both should have won. The Rams had the ball drive. When the Rams were driving in the snow, I thought, oh, my God. And the Commanders had already won. I was like, oh, my God, the Rams are going to be there. They're going to be there. And then they came up, you know, 20 yards short. And then the Ravens should have beaten the Bills, but they fumbled it away and lost it and everything. The final score will be Ravens 27, Rams 24. Lamar Jackson will be named Super Bowl MVP. I really was proud of that pick. And I didn't cheat and come in here and steam the envelope open and replace it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I
you
could.
Want credit for that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I thought
that's
about it
weird
many
you want credit
times. Because at one point the Rams were like 2-5, and I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to go steam that thing open and do it. I want one of these years. I'm getting that right. I'm getting that right. Nobody on this show retires or dies until I get this prediction right. You got it?
This coming year, I want you to add some things. I want you to add like MVP.
Of the year for the season?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Coach of the year.
Coach of the year. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. We'll add all those things in and see how I would do. That's a good
coaches
one.
That'll be fired.
Ooh, all right, Biggie. Man. Well, I'm so good at the rest of it. Yeah, wide eye.